And now I'm happy to introduce the four speakers who will talk about the trip to Mayska and their experiences. And we'll begin with Nancy Harms.
I remember hearing a story about how my sister Gwen had approached the woman who was heading the Unitarian Universalist Sister Church movement in Transylvania. The woman said Gwen asked if there was a church there that was still looking for a partner. The woman said she would check and get back to Gwen, which she did the next week after General Assembly. She told Gwen that there was indeed a small church community, but it was the best. So in 1993, Booth began its partnering with Mayska. Mayska, in the 1930s, had a young minister by the name of Balázs Ferenc, who envisioned a future for the small Hungarian community in Transylvania, now part of Romania. One of his visions was a community house that could host young people. The current minister, Robi Balint, has dreams and visions for his church and community as well. After Gwen's first of five visits in 2001, I fell in love with the Mayska community. Its members opened their home to Boise pilgrims, and the attempt at communication began. The minister spoke English, which helped, and my sister has been able to understand and speak a little Hungarian. I saw pictures of the Unitarians of the village, all ages, the elder women and men, the families, the farmland that had been passed down through the families for generations. Visiting these Transylvanians became a dream for me, to meet these hardy, courageous people who had stood up for their religion as Transylvania was taken from Hungary and given to Romania in the 1920s, and in the face of communist and a severe dictator who had villages razed and relocated citizens to towns and cities to work in factories. Mayska was spared this dislocation, but Romanians have over the years moved in to displace the Hungarians. As Hungarian-speaking people, they have been discriminated against ever since being part of Romania. Last year was my first visit to Mayska, flying first into Budapest, Hungary, then traveling across the Romanian border with two Hungarians, one as a driver, the other as the guide and interpreter, both Unitarians. I had some trepidation, knowing that many Romanians hate Hungarians, but after some delay, we were given our passports back and we were on our way. The landscape included striped fields of sunflowers, wheat, and corn, alternating for miles. Then came the fields of sunflowers, as far as my eyes could see, turning their faces to the path of the sun. Transylvania is about the size of Indiana, and its villages and towns are set in rolling hills. Haystacks look like they were made by hobbits, dot the fields. The people of Mayska opened their hearts and homes to us, partners in faith from across the ocean. The dedication of the community house was conducted in Hungarian, Romanian, and English. Booth had assisted its renovation with financial aid. A little bit of home came from the Unitarian bishop, who was from Kolozsvár, when he spoke first in English to us. "You have a hymn, building bridges between our divisions. I reach out to you, will you reach out to me?" It warmed my heart. The women of the village worked hard getting our meals together. Salami, cheese, red peppers was breakfast. One of our members is gluten intolerant, so we also had polenta. Delicious meals made beautifully. After the dedication of the community house and 3 days in the village, our small group rejoined our driver and translator for the rest of our visit. We went to Kolozsvár and were treated to a tour of the city and Unitarian sites. We saw the rock that Francis David stood on when he converted the whole town. We went to the fortress in Deva, where we climbed the many stairs to get to the cells where David was imprisoned as a sick old man. The cell is visited only by Unitarians on a pilgrimage. All others have to stay behind the barriers. Currently, officials are rehabilitating the cells. My dream of visiting Transylvania and seeing the Unitarian sites was made possible to a gift I received from two friends with a little more help from my sister and brother-in-law. This may be the only time I get to visit Transylvania, but the memories will last a lifetime. The relationship between Boise and Mayska has connected Americans to Unitarian roots. What American UUs have received is a sense of history, of being connected to the past, and a greater understanding of how our religious and spiritual values are the product of very rich and diverse historic traditions.
On my first trip to Mayska in 2004, we traveled through Budapest, Hungary. I thought that Budapest was almost a Western city, Hungary being on the eastern edge of free Europe, suffered some. The buildings were uniformly run down from decades of stagnant economy and government neglect. As we traveled into Romania, into Transylvania, the neglect turned into ruin. Failed factories and industrial centers from the communist era were everywhere, rusting hulks that far surpassed anything that America's Rust Belt has to offer. There was no industrial investment in Romania in 2004. The new government was too corrupt, too many permits to procure, too many bribes to pay. During our trip last summer, I noticed that infrastructure and investment have improved. There are improvements in manufacturing, business technology, phones, internet, banking, communication, and imports of Western products. It is much easier to find an ATM and people who speak English. Corruption is less tolerated. This December, public protest forced the Romanian Prime Minister to resign amid charges of corruption and graft. But this is good. He was forced to resign. In 2004, I wondered what would happen if Romania could meet standards for acceptance into the European Union. What would happen? Would manufacturing move to Romania for cheap labor? Or would labor leave to find work? Would the children all leave for Budapest? Would subsistence farming be sustainable? Or would corporate agribusiness move in? In the villages until recently, most families were farmers. Our host family farmed and kept chickens, horses, pigs, a cow, and a dog to guard the household. On our first trip, the first morning we woke up in Mayska, we watched the village cows being herded up the dirt road to their pasture. Every evening, the cows came home, walked down to their houses. The cows knew where to go. A family of geese followed us as we walked around the village. Families cooked meals from scratch and made their own bread, cheese, and wine. They shared a car with other families and used horses to work the fields. European Union membership in 2007 brought economic changes. Some of the new EU regulations hurt the farmers. The EU does not allow the sale of milk, cheese, eggs, or meat unless they are processed in regulated, certified facilities. To Today, the supermarkets sell many imported products for lower prices, and the small farmers can't compete. Many people quit farming and try to find a job. Most jobs are far from their village. This last summer, we didn't see the cows or the geese. In 2004, I concluded that high-quality plumbing fixtures were simply unobtainable in Romania. Today, there are more indoor bathrooms in our village, though most village homes still have wood-fired water heaters. You want hot water? You still have to build a fire. During the early years, we had to communicate by mail, using translators at both ends. Now there are cell phones, email, internet in the village, especially among young adults. Our partner church has Facebook, and we can easily keep in touch, although everyone seems busier. More people have jobs outside the village. Even Robert, our minister, who works in the Unitarian Bishop's office weekdays in Koloșvar, 25 miles away. And some young people do leave to work in Budapest or London. Europe is big. Young people in every country leave rural villages for opportunities in the larger cities. Romanian society is going through many changes. Whatever happens, our partner church's future will be unpredictably theirs alone. May the future be kind to us all.
Our own Mary Schwartzman and others created a slideshow using photographs people from Boise had taken through the years of our partnership with Mescu in Transylvania, Romania. You can see that show after the service today. We'll put it back on and after the second service as well. We showed this show to a gathering of folks in Mescu last July on Friday evening when we arrived. They had set up a huge tent for the celebration on Sunday, and the screen was inside. Some comments I heard.
These slides give a reflection of who we are.
This makes us proud.
Balas Ferenc's heritage is carried on.
Thanks for sharing these photos of how we've grown. We don't keep photos like that.
Thank you, Boise, for all the support to Enica and all the support you have offered us for 22 years.
Thank you for the support you offer for student scholarships so more students can go to school.
I hope you noticed the changes.
Thank you. You contributed a lot.
Besides material changes, there are spiritual changes. The younger generation took over leadership, and there was continuity in the process.
This century has a tricky spirituality. There are more distractions to deter folks.
In 2001, there was a stressful situation. Since then, we know where we want to go. You were a great help. You were with us. We could put our relationship on a more genuine foundation.
Everyone needs a spiritual nature, spiritual food, which can be found in the churches. We need a balance between the needs of society and our spiritual soul.
It is so wonderful that the five of you are here and are supporting our plans.
The minister is the soul shepherd. You helped us keep this relationship with ourselves. Roby came as our minister in 2006.
If you have a dream, you just start it and make it happen. Commitments helped to build the community house.
Tell Mary how everyone loved the slideshow. Roby said,
"This building project has changed how these people feel about themselves. We hope to continue our relationship in the same spirit. The next step is the church. There is more to preserve this historical monument. We want to finish the fence around the community house."
Our young woman guide, Imoka, later told us, On behalf of the entire congregation and myself, I would like to thank you and congratulate you for the Academy Award-winning presentation, the slideshow. It was wonderful. Everyone enjoyed it. It was nice to see the beginning of our partnership and its evolution, all the things that brought us together, especially the things we achieved together. It was like looking back in time, seeing how we grew up, and the adults aged a little since then. But at the same time, we remained the same. So I can only say thank you.
I love America. You people coming here from America makes us proud.
After the slideshow and the comments, we all sang Spirit of Life together, they in Hungarian and we in English, a very spiritual moment.
They wanted to see the slideshow again, even though it was getting late, so we ran it again. We left the DVD with them so they can watch it again and again, reliving those memories.
And now, celebrating the new Balazs Ferencz Home of Love or Community House in Mesquite, July 12, 2015. Part 1, the church service. The church in Mesquite, already decorated with traditional blue and white embroidery, had been spruced up with wildflowers attached to pews and woodwork. 145 Unitarian souls, dressed to the nines for the occasion, crowded into that tiny building to celebrate the completion of the community house. Men on the right, women left, visitors in the front facing the officials. Roby the minister, David Yeru, the deputy bishop, and the Archbishop Ferencz Balint Benchetti. Each hymnal covered in a unique embroidery of blue chalice, singing songs in Hungarian, standing and listening to Bible readings, talking and prayers from David in the high pulpit, all in Hungarian, sitting on hard benches in tiny wooden pews.
They had planned to show slides on two walls so everyone could see, but the technology didn't go as planned. They tried three different computers. A photo finally showed up on the back wall. We visitors moved out of our hard pews and onto chairs facing the screen, which would have been back here. Roby, wearing a beautiful black traditional robe with pleats down the back and an embroidered batwing collar, spoke from the floor as he showed slides of tearing down the old community building and putting up the new one from 2011 to 2015.
Everyone had some part in the volunteer effort. Experts were hired to train the villagers who provided the labor. The woman architect donated her services. The money from Boise came just in time when they most needed it. Roby said,
"Today I would like to tell you how this small local dream evolved and how it became the embodiment of a broader collaboration which met its fruits in the Balazs Ferencz Home of Love," which was the official name of the community house. "The new building gave the opportunity to build new relationships. Half finished, the building already served Francis Balazs's idea that through the roots of our community, we can live, pray, work, and celebrate, not only focusing on ourselves, but taking in all the good that comes from our surroundings. I believe that the greatest achievement is that we have learned how good and uplifting it feels not only to be a citizen of Mesquite, but to live in the Aranyo seat, be part of the Unitarian community, see ourselves in everyone's eyes, and feel the togetherness."
With the only traditional door and gate in the village newly built in the at the community house, Roby said,
"This gate is the symbol that we are attached to our heritage, but it also symbolizes the importance of human relationships to us. Now we stand here and celebrate. I'm grateful and have a deep satisfaction. When I think about what we achieved in 4 years, it seems almost unthinkable that this small, enthusiastic congregation was able to do this. We would not have been able to do it with the help of people who financially supported our vision."
It was hot in the church, and all the ministers wearing their suits and ties were sweating profusely, wiping their brows, faces, and necks with their handkerchiefs. Roby expressed his appreciation to everyone as he finished his slideshow and sermon. Gwen expressed Booth's appreciation for the partnership and presented them with a book of photographs showing the progress of the building of the community house so future generations will appreciate the hard work of this congregation.
The board's past lay president, our guide Imeka's father, spoke and Imeka translated. He thanked Boise for our support through the years. He said that if someone had told him 10 years ago, they would have repaired the church and the parsonage and rebuilt the community house, he would not have believed it. It is all due to Roby having a vision and encouraging everyone to join his dream.
A huge bouquet of red carnations, one for each person in the village, was presented to Roby. A beautiful bouquet of flowers was presented to the architect.
Roby had certificates for each member of the community. He read their names and passed them to the members.
A blessing was said, and the service was over. Beautiful. Part two, let's party. We stood in front of the community house, and the bishop spoke. In English, he thanked the Boise folks for being a partner church for 22 years. Prayers were offered. A huge tent had been borrowed from a neighboring village, and it had been erected by Friday. Tables and chairs were borrowed or rented. Three refrigerators and a generator had been brought in to keep the drinks cold. Ladies loaned their fine china so there'd be enough place settings for several courses. A fire was burning in the pit, cooking some of the food. The ladies had been working all week to prepare enough food.
People drifted into the tent and found places to sit. Palenka, a traditional fruit brandy, and lemon water were on the table. More drinks were offered through the evening, cold mineral water and seltzer bottles, which prompted some people to do that to others. Beer, wine, and Zaria sour cherry brandy. The first course was meatball soup, brought in by a parade of ladies in their finest traditional embroidered aprons. They set several serving bowls on each table. Then cabbage slaw, followed by the main course of a pork chop, a chicken leg, and parsley potatoes. What a delicious feast, followed by cake for dessert.
Two musicians, a violinist and a keyboard player, entertained us during dinner and throughout the evening. After dinner, people began dancing on the sidewalk and the lawn. Brian and I were dancing when Chubba, a villager, asked to dance with me. I agreed and asked Brian to get the camera. Chubba said, no, no pictures.
We talked to Imeka, who grew up in the village and is now 22, a newborn baby when our partnership began. She graduated from college using the scholarship we provided. She now works at a call center, speaking both English and Spanish, for ELD, an American company in Koloshvar, about 30 minutes from Mesku. She stays in an apartment with five roommates during the week and comes home on weekends. She was our interpreter and driver.
I put on my frilly clown collar and red nose and entertained the children. I gave each one a red nose. On the table, here, there's an article about this from my clown magazine. I did some tricks of the disappearing balls. We did painting sheets, and we attached puppet tattoos to their fingers. The mayor wanted his picture taken with the clown, so he put on a red nose and posed with me. One child put his red nose on his mom, and then she put it back on him and hugged him. Some of the children wore their red noses throughout the evening.
As it got dark, the music and dancing moved into the community house. Ladies wore their finest dresses and many had high-heeled shoes. Everyone was having a good time. We joined them, but they were doing a fast waltz round and round. We had both had a little palenka and cherry brandy with our dinner, and we soon got a little dizzy and left the dance floor.
Later, during a slow dance, we joined in again. They cleared the dance floor and said, "This dance is for you." So we danced together, and they clapped in time. Then a man asked me to dance and showed me two to the right, two to the left, and he swung me round and round. What fun. I danced with one more guy, but we were tired and headed for bed. We understand the dance went on into the wee hours of the morning. These people had worked hard to get ready, and now they celebrated. What a day it had been.
What a life it has been for these people. How amazing that we were there to celebrate with them, that after what Romania has been through, they have the freedom to celebrate, to worship as they like, to live as they like, the freedom to invite foreigners into their homes. 22 years of partnership between Boise and Mesco had brought us to this point. In the face of everything, the universal human spirit prevails.